We're speaking about what we mean by Ubuntu.
Yes, Ubuntu, basically it's, you know, I am a person because of you. You know, you're more, I mean, as you say, as Lydia was saying, in biblical language, it's...
I'm my brother's keeper. Yeah. So what you are is what I am. Mm. And your well-being is my well-being. So we have a part to play. We're a body. So if you're hurting, it means I actually contributed to you being hurt. Mm. And if you're homeless, I made you homeless. Yeah. That's awful. I don't want to be responsible for that.
Is there a situation here where that word sums up so much? It's very simple. Have we got too confused with so much policy, so much rhetoric, so much red tape when we come to organise? Maybe we need to get back to the simple
things. I mean, you know, originally in sort of like Ubuntu comes from Zulu, and basically that's sort of like social cohesion, social organisation. You know, you look after each other. You know, you look out for each other. I suppose if we were to be sort of like a bit posh about it, would say it would be maybe like public health. I think public health came after Ubuntu, because Ubuntu is how societies functioned there. And unfortunately, as with most societies that were colonized, those things actually died down. Desmond Tutu has done a lot of work on Ubuntu and actually brought it into the forum. So, and you know, people are adopting it and it's making sense. It's only one word and it actually captures so much about humanity and about living with each other and living with each other in a way that is actually positive.
Actually, Clinton, when he came to Manchester in his public speech, he mentioned Ubuntu
yes,
as well.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Could we maybe borrow more things from across the globe in simplifying things? And
well, I mean, to be honest with you, part of what we're doing in Manchester, or what I'm doing with the project that I'm working with, is looking at community conversations. Because what's actually happened is that, you know, people have brought a lot of positive problem-solving and self-management styles that are not currently being used here. And because people are so desperately in need to fit in into the framework, you know, people look as though they are not capable of doing stuff, they are not functioning properly. But in reality, if we actually started to have conversations about specific things like problem solving and, you know, working with each other and looking after each other, we'll probably be going a long, long way than we are now.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.